Imagine you're deep beneath the ocean's surface, tucked safely inside a small submersible with round windows all around you. The world above is far away now. You're diving into one of the most mysterious places on Earth, the Mariana Trench, the deepest part of the ocean. It lies in the western Pacific Ocean, east of the Philippines and south of Japan, stretching nearly 1,500 miles long like a deep underwater scar in the Earth's crust. Your submersible hums gently as it begins its descent. At first, the water is bright blue, filled with sunlight, and schools of fish flash in silver as they swim. Coral reefs wave in the soft current, and sea turtles glide by like quiet ghosts. But the deeper you go, the dimmer the light becomes. Sunlight fades, and the world turns from blue to indigo, then dark navy. It feels calm and quiet, as if time has slowed. You pass 1,000 feet, 2,000, 10,000. Now you're deeper than most scuba divers will ever go. You pass through the twilight zone, where very little sunlight reaches. Here, strange fish drift by, their bodies glowing with soft, blue-green light. These creatures use bioluminescence, a kind of natural glow, to find mates, scare off predators, or lure prey. You see a lanternfish blink past your window, and a comb jelly trails, sparkles of rainbow light in the darkness. Deeper still, your sub reaches the midnight zone, where no sunlight reaches at all. It's completely dark here, but your submersible has strong lights that shine ahead like car headlights. The water is icy cold, and the pressure outside your tiny craft is enormous, more than 1,000 times the pressure at sea level. It would crush a normal ship, but your sub is built to handle it. Inside, you're warm and safe, your breath loud in your ears. Suddenly you spot movement. A giant squid floats in the distance, its long arms drifting like silk in the current. These creatures can grow longer than a bus, and they're rarely seen by humans. It vanishes with one powerful motion, disappearing into the dark. All around you, life continues. Deep-sea jellyfish, gulper eels, and strange transparent creatures glide silently past, like something from another planet. The trench walls come into view, steep, rocky cliffs rising beside you. This is the edge of the Challenger Deep, the very deepest part of the Mariana Trench. It reaches over 36,000 feet down, deeper than Mount Everest is tall. The rocks are covered with a thin layer of silt and look quiet and still, but even here, life exists. You spot amphipods, tiny shrimp-like creatures bouncing along the ocean floor. Some glow faintly, others are clear, like glass. A sea cucumber, soft and pale, inches its way across the mud. A few white crabs dig gently through the sand. These animals survive in freezing temperatures and total darkness. They eat bits of plant and animal material that drift down from above, called marine snow. It may take weeks or months to reach the bottom, but every tiny flake helps keep this world alive. Looking out the window, you see something odd. Small chimneys rising from the sea floor. These are hydrothermal vents where heat and minerals escape from beneath the Earth's crust. Around the vents, the water is warmer, and strange tube worms grow in clusters. They have no mouths or stomachs. Instead, they live off bacteria that turn chemicals from the vents into energy. It's one of the few ecosystems on Earth that doesn't need sunlight at all. While you watch, a rat-tail fish swims by, its long tail trailing behind it. These fish are slow and careful, conserving energy in the quiet dark. A Dumbo octopus, named for its ear-like fins, flutters past like a soft, pale ghost. It moves slowly, as if dancing through the water. You take notes and look through the glass, amazed at how much life there is in a place so deep and cold and dark. The Mariana Trench was formed long ago, where two pieces of the Earth's crust, called tectonic plates, collided. One plate slid beneath the other, pushing down the seafloor and creating a deep trench. It continues to shift today, which means the trench is still changing inch by inch over time. Scientists believe that life in places like this might help us understand how life began on Earth, or even what life could look like on other planets. Some of the creatures here have never been seen before, and many are still unnamed. The trench is one of the least explored places in the world. Most of it remains a mystery. You float slowly past a flat, silty plain at the very bottom of the trench. Everything is quiet here. There are no waves, no tides, just the slow drift of water and the occasional swirl of mud as a creature passes. The pressure is crushing, but the silence feels peaceful. Even in this far-off, hidden world, there is life, tiny, patient, and strange. Your pilot begins to guide the sub back upward. It's time to leave the depths behind. As you rise, the water around you grows lighter, the glow from the surface slowly returning. Creatures from the upper layers begin to appear again, jellyfish, squid, and schools of tiny fish. You pass back through the twilight zone, where glowing animals twinkle like stars, and finally into the bright blue shallows. The sub surfaces gently, and sunlight sparkles across the waves. You breathe in the fresh air and listen to the soft splash of water. Above you, seabirds call, and the sky stretches wide. It's hard to believe you were just in the deepest, darkest part of the Earth. The Mariana Trench is a place few people will ever visit, but it holds clues to our planet's past and future. It shows us that life can survive in the most extreme places, and that the world is still full of mysteries waiting to be discovered. Even in the darkest depths, life shines. We hope you enjoyed exploring the Mariana Trench. Be sure to tune in next week for a new adventure.